Donald Trump turned a lot of heads last night with one of his comments. Listen.
The reason I say that is not in a braggadocious way.
Okay. Twitter lit up immediately. I was getting texts from New Jersey. Is that a word? People asked the Merriam-Webster dictionary if Trump made up the word on the spot. Well, let's find out about braggadocious. Stacey Margulis is an associate professor of English at the University of Utah. Hi.
Hi.
So what's the verdict? Braggadocious. Is it actually a word?
It is actually a word. I have to say, I was surprised as anyone to hear him say it last night. I think it was the first time I looked up from my Twitter feed during the debate.
It is
a word.
Is it a New Yorker thing that you throw that into everyday speech? What does it mean?
Well, not being a New Yorker, I don't know. But it does. It comes from the mid-19th century, and it's American. I do have the sense that it is related in some way to braggadocio, which is a much older word. It's actually from the 17th century, but clearly, you know, braggadocio is a noun, and at some point Americans thought they really needed an adjective, and so they started saying braggadocious.
So Donald Trump is dropping the 19th century references?
Well, I doubt it was a reference. You know, if you just do a quick Google search, a book search, you see the word quite a bit. I mean, it's not a word that you hear every day, but it's not that strange a term, actually.
Now, why would a speaker use an obscure word like braggadocious instead of just saying, I don't know, cocky? Arrogant? Not to be a thesaurus here, but why do you talk like that?
Well, I couldn't possibly answer that, but I do have to say that there's something really musical and lovely about the word braggadocious, so maybe that's part of it. It's also, there's something about the word that performs its definition. I mean, it's kind of a show-offy term, and it's about being a show-off, so that's really cool, except if, like Trump last night, you're trying to use it to suggest that you're not being boastful, because then it's really working against you.
Okay, there was another word that he used last night, or we're not sure if he used it, bigly. Now, we're not sure if he said bigly or big league, but is
right.
Bigly a word, bigly?
Bigly is a word. I don't know as much about it, and I have actually never heard anyone use it, but it is a word. And I think that he did say big league, and I think that only because people have shown that he tends to say that a lot, big league.
Okay, so there's no bigly alert. It's kind of funny that we're talking about this, isn't it?
I think it's great. I mean, I have to say, as an English professor, it's so heartening that so many people who watched the debates were looking up words last night, and it wasn't just braggadocious, it was stamina and temperament. I mean, I don't know if I'm being overly optimistic, but it just seems like people are taking, listening, you know, taking language really seriously. I mean, I hope that's what's happening.